Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 30th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I pray that everyone had a great weekend full of rest, peace, and productivity. Of course, this last Monday in April, we will be discussing something that I think is very, very important. I want you guys to get ready to start sharing this and blasting this out if you're online, because you know, one of the things that I have a passion about so much so this year is really seeing things happen, really seeing your dreams come true. Because a lot of women out there for days, months, weeks, even decades have been having dreams and visions of doing things differently in their life, and yet they haven't taken action on it. So today, we are going to be discussing what I consider one of the most important topics for any businesswoman, and that is it's all about implementation. You see, one thing that I have learned, and gee whiz, I was just saying to my husband this past weekend, why does it take us so long to learn the things that we need to know sometimes to be successful? And, of course, he gave me a very sound answer, and he said it's because we rather lie in our funk and stay in the bad habits. We find it more comfortable staying in those bad habits than moving on and doing things that we know that we have to do to be successful. And I agree with him. So today we are going to talk about it's all about implementation. We're going to talk and get right down to the nitty-gritty of why it is that you haven't made things happen yet, or why you aren't seeing the results you need to see in your business, or why you haven't changed businesses if the one you're in hasn't given you the results that you need to see. So, ladies, stay tuned, because we are in for some real conversation today all about the power of choice and making it happen for yourself. Our show topic last Monday was a big hit. And I want to thank all of those who emailed me sharing how much they got out of the tips regarding the topic, focusing on the 5- and 6-figure income. You know, one thing that I find that's extremely important is that we need to have more clarity and more focus as women. I've been talking with a lot of women who have shared and agreed with me that, yes, Trina, I need more clarity, more focus, because I'm always starting and stopping things and never get back around to getting them done. And so I, too, have done that, and I understand, but we have really got to nail ourselves down and make it work the right way. And that's why I have such a passion about this topic, the power of choice. It's all about implementation today, because we can have the best ideas, we can come up with the best dream, we can have million-dollar potential, and yet it can lie absolutely dormant if we don't put it into action, if we don't implement it. And, you know, the other thing I would say that I would like to let you know, and I'm not sure the age range today of who all is listening, but I am 50 years old, just turned 50 on last Tuesday, and I have been writing in my journal some lessons in life, some things that I have learned in life. And here's one of the things that I want to share with you that I feel will take you a long way. That is, it doesn't matter whether you fail or succeed in your mind when you're trying to get things accomplished. You shouldn't really worry about that. You see, I've learned to take an attitude of it doesn't matter whether it fails or not. What really matters is that I implement so I can discover the result. Because here's the thing, throughout our entire lives, we're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. If you are human, this is going to happen. But guess what? Those things shall pass, and the good and fruitful things are going to remain in your life, and you are going to be able to reap the benefit of all of those things that were successes. If you allow yourself to stress on the failures, or if you allow yourself to focus too much on what isn't working, you're never going to be able to reap the benefit of your successes. So we need to take our failures, and even within our failures, we need to take the successful learning lessons from our failures and quickly move forward. And I think as women, we have this tendency to just not want to move forward. We can't get over what has happened to us. And, you know, and that's true in relationships as well. So what I want you guys to do today is something very important. It's number one, we're going to have some very open dialogue and conversation about implementation, getting things done. I need you ladies to share with me today. I need you to share like you've never shared before about what is it that you want to accomplish and what do you think is holding you back. You see, I have learned that as women, we don't share enough. We think that we do, but we don't. Oh, sure, we can talk about the next best sale. We can talk about the concert coming in town. We can tell someone about Oprah and the television show that's coming on. We can do all of that, but sometimes we don't have enough focus to tell each other what things that really count and we can put into action right away. So today, ladies, today needs to be a really different day for you. I really want to wrap up this month with our theme, The Power of Choice. I really want to wrap up this month having you hang up and saying, okay, that did it, damn it. I'm getting ready to really snap my behind, and I'm getting ready to really put some things into action, and I want to see some results on some things this week, not next month, not next quarter, not next year, but I really want to see some things happen this week. And that's what today's show is all about. So I'm sorry to tell all of you, you know, I might hurt your feelings a little bit today because I'm going to be telling the truth about what happens when we procrastinate and not get things done. So, you know, tighten your belt up, put on your thick skin, because this is something that you need to hear today. Why? Because, ladies, this is the 21st century, and can you believe that as women, we are still dealing with a lot of the same things that our foreparents have dealt with, that women that have gone on past us have dealt with, and that is low self-esteem, that is refusing to make the necessary changes to see more success in your life, that is refusing to take action on your dreams and your goals. And I want us to really listen hard today and understand that it's time to put all that stuff behind us and it's time to make it happen. Last week we talked about, again, you know, from five figures to six figure incomes and what we need to do to make that happen. And, you know, a lot of people, again, emailed me saying, you know, this was something that they needed to hear. You know, it's nothing wrong, again, with wanting to be a millionaire. I mean, definitely, I've been a millionaire before. I lost a million, learned some positive lessons from that. And I would say that I want to be a millionaire again. There's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things that I have learned is that we need to start where we're at. Are you in your four figures with making money in your business yet? Have you gotten to the five figures, the mid five figures, you know, $85,000, $50,000, $95,000? Have you gotten to those high five figures? You know, if so, have you gotten, you know, what are you going to do to get to your six figures? If you're still in the low four figures, then what are you going to do to get to the five figures, okay? Listen, we have got to stop teasing ourselves and playing with ourselves as far as, well, actually, let me change that, playing with ourselves. We've got to stop lying to ourselves and saying that we are doing things to make it happen when we know that we are not. I have a lot of people that I've had to call to the carpet who I've coached from the show. They've called me, liked the show topic, wanted me to coach them. And I've had a lot of people to say, oh, well, I tried to do this or that in my business, or I tried to do that in my business. But then when I worked with the, through the process with them, they too realized that, oh, my gosh, I've just been procrastinating all this time. I have not been doing what I thought I had been doing. So get ready, hold on to your seats, because today is going to be Truthful Monday, and we're going to get to the bottom of why we as women are not seeing ourselves make things happen faster, quicker, more efficient, better organized. We're going to get to the bottom of that on today. Well, we've got a great lineup on other things to do. As well, we're going to give you the opportunity to promote your business on Successful Woman Radio today. If you remember last Monday, I encouraged all of you to always be prepared to give a 30-second intro into what you do and who you are and how people can reach you. And if you'd like to share your fan page or your website, you're so welcome to do that. So we're going to give you an opportunity to do that in just a minute. We've got some great things going on at Women About Biz, some updates. I want to share that with you. And, of course, again, our hot theme for today is the power of choice. It's all about implementation. So, again, I want to encourage you to get your pen and your notepad out. And also I want to ask you to do something that we ask every show, and that is to share the show with someone that you know. If you're on the phone, ladies, flash over right now and give one person a call and ask them to get on the show today, because this is a show that every businesswoman, any woman who's trying to succeed in her life, she needs to be on this show call today. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Just flash over on a clear line and just call one woman. Bless her life, because what she hears today could jumpstart her into a whole nother success path. If you're listening online, thank you all so much for blasting Successful Woman Radio out there. Get on your Twitter, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Pinterest. Have them to dial into the show or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, to listen to the show online, all you have to do is tune in to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Well, it is 12 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. I have a quick question for you guys today, and you know what it is. Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering? Remember, ladies, it's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. And how do you do this? Well, you simply take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. I had a triple dose of joy today. First of all, I called someone to tell them how much I appreciated them being in my life. Second of all, I listened to Earl Klugh this morning, and I tell you, I had such a wonderful time listening to his CD. And I had a few people to ask me, you know, Trina, what CD is that you're listening to with Earl Klugh? And it's called For the Love of You. Earl Klugh is an acoustical guitarist, and he's excellent at what he does, puts your mind in such a beautiful mode. Just imagine flowers, and being out in the park in the sunshine, or being at your most favorite beach. That's the type of feeling that you have when you listen to his music. So Earl Klugh, For the Love of You, is what I listened to this morning. It was absolutely wonderful. And then another thing that I did today is that I wrote in my journal an affirmation that I am going to share with you during the inspirational moment. And I think that you will absolutely love it. Hopefully we'll get it up on the Successful Woman Radio site a little bit later today, and you'll be able to go and copy and paste it so that you'll be able to print it out and post it. But I wrote an affirmation for myself, and then I realized that it was God working through me to give this message to you today on the show. And so that just really brought joy to my heart. And so I had my triple dose of joy today, and so you guys are in for it. You're in for some incredible information because the Spirit is moving and working in me today for sure. So hopefully all of you are calling individuals and getting them on the line. If someone called you just now to get you on the Successful Woman Radio Show, you know what you need to do? Show gratitude, and you need to flash over and call another woman who you know needs inspiration today and ask her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, the show dial-in number is 347-637-2589. What I want to do now is just to share with you guys some things that are going on at Women About Biz, and I really need you guys to listen up because it involves you. The first thing I want to share with you is that we are very excited to announce that beginning in May, we will have the Women's Business Startup Academy. I'm very excited about this. This is something that I have been working on for the last 3 months. We finally finished all of the audios, the recordings, the materials, and it's going to be up on the site. It's going to be up hopefully beginning on the second week of May, and I want to give you guys the date for that. It's going to be May 8th, which is Tuesday the 8th, that it will be debuting, and I will be giving a special teleclass on it, so stay tuned to your emails for that. But the Women's Business Startup Academy is a special membership at Women About Biz for women who are very serious for moving to that 5- and 6-figure income and making things happen in a rapid pace. So what we're doing is we're trying to cut the time down for women who don't have a lot of time to research on the internet and to get a lot of things done. It's all been done for them in the Startup Academy. You'll be able at your own self-pace. You'll be able to go through the Startup Academy and listen to all of the audios and the modules, and then we will be following up with you to see how you are doing. And so this is a very interactive but automated process that's going to streamline any woman who's been in business 0 to 3 years and help her to really set that strong foundation under her business. So the Women's Startup Academy is going to be debuting on Tuesday, May 8th, and I'm very, very excited about it. The second thing that I want to announce with Women About Biz is that I'm happy to announce that Women About Biz has partnered with Tori Johnson. Maybe many of you know her from her website, Women for Hire, but we have finalized a partnership in which we will be going to the Spark and Hustle Conference here in Atlanta in June, and we will be a host at that particular conference, and I'm very excited about that. And so hopefully Tori and I will be doing a teleclass within this next few weeks, and so you'll be hearing her live. And so I am inviting you now to stay tuned because I want you to be my guest at the Spark and Hustle Conference, which is coming up, and I'll get the date and information for that a little bit later on in the show. But I wanted to mention it because I want you ladies to participate in this. It's a very special conference, and I think that you're going to get a lot of lessons and be able to connect with a lot of women who are already in that six-figure income, okay? So I think that's very important because when you're trying to get to that point of making six figures, it's important to meet people who have already made it happen because you can have great conversation, they can share resources, you can ask questions, and that's what it's all about. It's about us sharing. And last but not least, at Women About Biz, I want you to know that we have a very special new advisor that is joining our Women About Biz team, and that is Cynthia Turner, who is, guess what? A grant writer. And so if you are a nonprofit or if you're a for-profit company that's looking for various grants, whether it's for business startup or if you're looking for grants to support your business, Cynthia and I are going to be doing a grant writing 101 teleclass coming up in May. So I want you to stay tuned for all of those things. You'll be able to go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events, and you'll be able to see all of that. Events will be posted a little bit later today after 12 noon. So stay tuned because we've got so much going on at Women About This. And see, this is what happens when you put things into action and when you put it out there, things just happen. People just call. People offer you things. It's just absolutely amazing, and that's what I'm talking about. It is 12:19 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, ladies, it's time to promote yourself. It's time to let us know what's going on with you and your business. So if you would like to introduce your company, share your website, press star 1 now and get ready to give us your name, the city you're calling from, and then tell us about your business. Don't forget to also at the end give us your phone number and also your website or your fan page. At this time, I think we already have someone who had their virtual hand up. The last four of your phone number is 8959. If the last four of your phone number is 8959, you are live on the air. Go ahead. Okay, well, perhaps sometimes people press that star 1 without knowing it, but we are going to move forward. The next person is caller, last four of your phone number, 1836, 1836. You are live. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Demi Reed. I'm the owner of Demi Style Boutique. I live here in the Stone Mountain area of Georgia, Atlanta metro area. We sell luxury handbags and accessories, primarily online. You can reach us at www.demistyleboutique.com. If you would like to become a fan of our page, it's facebook.com/demistylehandbags.
Wonderful. And Demi, could you go ahead and spell out your website for us?
Sure. It's DemiStyle. BOUTIQUE.com.
Wonderful. And Demi, what is your phone number if we'd like to just connect and call you personally?
Sure. You can reach me at 678-687-1836. And we also, now here in Atlanta, we primarily online, but we also do personal shopping. You can host a personal or group party at home, business, or a specific location.
Wonderful. Well, I love handbags, so I'll be checking out DemiStyleBoutique.com. Demi, welcome to the show, and we hope that you listen every Monday at 12 noon.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that was Demi Lee with Demi Style Boutique. And, of course, she sells luxury handbags. And you can go to Demi, D-E-M-I, styleboutique.com. And you can also reach her at 678-687-1836. Next, we have someone whose last four of your phone number is 0833. You're live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Tammy. This is Teresa Wright Johnson with Mommy Care, and
I was calling today.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling today. I'm in the Lithonia area, and I want to say thank you very much, Trina, for talking about inspiring yourself and getting motivated on Mondays, because I just posted something about that on Facebook, and I look forward to listening to that CD or that album you talked about earlier.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I'm calling
and. Go ahead and introduce your company.
My company is Mommy Care, and we're at Mommy Care, that's MOMMYCARE.biz. We specialize in mommy coaching as well as parent training and work-at-home opportunities. The work-at-home opportunities are based upon our tele-workshop called Making Money Out of the Box, and we talk about merchandising, mystery shopping, and real work-at-home jobs that seem to work very much for stay-at-home mothers, someone looking for additional income, or even a business owner that wants to work independently or on their own.
Wonderful. Well, Teresa, that's fantastic. As a matter of fact, we definitely have got to make sure that we get connected with you for our Mommypreneur channel as well. When is your next workshop coming up, Making Money Out of the Box?
Our workshops are every Wednesday evening. The next one that I have spots available for, I have a few spots for this Wednesday, but next Wednesday as well at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern Time.
Okay.
We're currently doing teleconferences, but we will be doing webinars within the next month.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, everyone, you've heard Teresa Wright Johnson with mommycare.biz, MommyCare.biz. And, Teresa, what is your phone number if people want to connect with you directly?
Sure. Thank you, Trina. My number is 678-499-0833. Mm-hmm.
0833. Okay. 678-499-0833 is the number to call Teresa and connect with her. And remember, for all of those who are listening, this is an excellent networking opportunity for the ladies who are stepping up and stepping out and making it happen on the show by introducing themselves and their business. So you can give them a call and connect with them, share with them what you do, let them continue to share with you what they do, and see if there's any synergy there. See if there's a way that you guys can share resources or get to know each other. It's all about developing that relationship, and you can't do it, okay, through osmosis. You've got to verbally do it, call one another, and connect, which is so very, very important. I think we have room for about two more ladies. If you want to step up, step out, and share your information, go ahead and press star one at this time. You also still have time, ladies, to go ahead and flash over and share the Successful Woman Radio Show with someone that you know needs encouragement, motivation. Just flash over and have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial into 637-2589, 347-637-2589. You know, one of the things that's so important about today's show is that you're going to get some good information on really how to really set up your implementation process. A lot of women are having big issues with that. I had an issue with it myself until guess what? I buckled down and worked with a coach, consultant who was able to help me hold myself accountable and really learn the process. I did that quite a few years ago, and I just felt like I could just hit myself when I realized that that's really what I needed all along, was to just really get someone who had been there, done that, and who could show me. I'm telling you, ladies, we've got to learn how to cut out all of this time. We have another caller whose last four is 9185. Last four is 9185. You are live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. Happy belated birthday. Tina Gray here. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Tina. Thank you.
You're welcome. I really appreciate your Monday calls. It does something for my energy when I get going on Monday. It's always tough, but thank you.
Wonderful.
Wanted to share my business, Great Expectations Business Services, our virtual assistant providing small businesses, entrepreneurs, administrative support remotely. We partner with our customers, clients, to help them grow their business. And our promotion, which actually ends today, is, well, signing up ends today. We've been discussing it ends today. Building your database, advertising, marketing your business. No man is an island, and if you have a store and nobody knows, you don't really have a store. So what I like to do is help people put their business out there in the universe.
Wonderful. You mentioned database. That's the contact database, right?
Yes, yes. We take all of those business cards that we tend to accumulate and have in shoeboxes and bags and just all over the place, and we put them to work. We put them in a database, and we send out marketing communications to them and let them know who we are, what we're doing, and how we can be of service to them.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, if you're listening, this is an excellent service that Tina is offering. I mean, because how many of you have business cards stacked up laying around? Especially if you're in the Atlanta area, you can pop them all in an envelope and get them to Tina, and she can start that Excel database for you. Tina, go ahead and give your website and then your phone number.
Okay, thank you. My website is greatexpectations.com, and it's spelled G-R-A-Y-T. That's Tina A, G GRAYT expectation, expectations.com. My telephone number is 404-806-5578. I'd like to tell you, ladies, you do what you do best, and let us handle the rest.
Wonderful. Awesome. I like that. Tina, thank you so very, very much. Ladies, get those cards to Tina. She's giving you that opportunity. You can reach her at 404-806-5578, which is so very, very important. And by the way, if you're out of town, hey, it only costs about $3.50 to pop all of those business cards in a priority envelope and send them to her. They'll be there in a couple of days, and she can get your database started and then email it to you with an attachment. Right, Tina?
That's what I do. Thank you so much.
Okay,
I look forward to hearing from you, ladies.
Okay, wonderful. That was Tina Gray again with Great, G-R-A-Y-T, Expectations with an S.com. That's GreatExpectations.com, and you can reach her at area code 404-806-5578. Wow. Ladies, thank you so much for stepping up and stepping out. Very, very important. And we have our last caller who's on line 3860. Line 3860, you are live. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. It's Cynthia Turner. It's so good to be listening to you today.
Well, hello, Cynthia. Did you hear me mention your name today?
I most certainly did, and I appreciate that because I'm looking forward to giving that teleclass. And I just wanted everybody to know what my phone number was and my website just in case they wanted to call even before we give the web.
Okay, well, formally go ahead and introduce your business, Cynthia.
Okay, my business is, the name is Feather Writers with an S, and you can find me at featherwriters.com, and that's spelled F-E-A-T-H-E-R-W-R-I-T-E-R-S, featherwriters.com, or you can reach me on the phone, 404-372-3860. And again, I offer professional writing services, including grant writing, ghost writing, articles. I can also help you with speeches, anything that falls under the realm of writing.
Okay, wonderful. And ladies, I use Cynthia, and Cynthia is excellent at what she does. So, again, if you need content for your website, if you've been trying to get a book written, you need some assistance with that research and getting it done, Cynthia is your lady to make it happen sooner than later. Right, Cynthia?
That's right, and I love it.
Okay, wonderful. So, again, you can go to Cynthia's website, featherwriters.com. That's F-E-A-T-H-E-R, writers, W-R-I-T-E-R-S.com. And you can reach her at 404-372-3860. Professional Writing Services by Cynthia Turner. So wonderful, wonderful. Well, ladies, that's all the time that we have today, but I do want to encourage you to jot down your 30-second intro so that you have that opportunity on the show to introduce your business or to share good news about your business or to let us know what's going on. So make sure you're prepared on next Monday as we continue to allow the listeners to promote themselves and share themselves live on the air on Successful Woman Radio. It is 12:33 after the hour, and I am Trina Newby, your host and success coach for this hour, and I hope that you guys are energized and ready to roll with a very, very important topic today. And I'm talking about no other than the topic of implementation. That is exactly what we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to ask you another question. Have you been embracing and practicing the no excuses rule? For those of you who are regular listeners, you'll remember that I promised you that I would not let you down with reminding you to joy pamper every day and to practice the no excuses rule. So for those of you that are new to the show, no excuses means that regardless of the challenges and the obstacles and the frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and your business. So the importance is that if you embrace adopting this rule for yourself, then you're not going to allow anyone or anything to hold you back. You're going to continuously move forward. And that is so very, very important when you're trying to make things happen, that you're not going to be a hindrance to your own self. And so I want to encourage all of you to practice the no excuses rule. Next, what we're going to do is we're going to roll right into our topic for today. I'm going to drink a sip of water. For those of you that are do your own radio show, you know that if you don't keep your throat moisturized, you will lose the air going through your throat to talk. And so I think that was trying to happen to me, but I caught it. So it's important for you to keep your throat moisturized as you're on a radio show talking. I want to just say to all of you right now, if you don't have a pen and a piece of paper, get one. If you are driving, if you have 15 or 20 minutes to pull over, pull over. Because this is something that you need to give your attention to wholeheartedly, and you can't do it when you're doing multitask, right? So I really need you to pay close attention to this in order to make things happen for yourself today. I want to let you know that I have been consulting women primarily for more than 25 years. And of course, I'm a woman, but I have come to understand that there are some common denominators, some common things that we share. And one of the things that we share is that for those who seem to not be able to make things happen as fast, or for those who have been talking for years about doing a particular thing and haven't did it yet, the commonality is habit, you know? And so today we want to really break the mold and talk about how to get things done, how to implement. We want to really wrap up our theme this month, the power of choice. We really want to wrap that up with some excellent kick-butt techniques and choosing to implement and take action. So let's get started. It's time for everyone that is listening, and all women, to get serious, up close, and real about why you, that's right, I'm talking to you, why you haven't made things happen or why they aren't happening faster. You see, when it comes to setting goals, stating what, you know, you want, and achieving financial success in your business, ladies, it's always and always has been about implementation. This seems to be a common challenge for many women, and perhaps it's because oftentimes procrastination or not acting on your dreams becomes a habit that embeds itself deep into the deepest part of you. And habits are very hard to kick, but it's not impossible to kick. And so what we have to do is that we have to reach deep down inside, pull up some of that unshakable faith that I talk about all the time, and we have to really take action. So, ladies, it's time to remove that habit and learn some kick-butt techniques today in choosing to implement and to take action. So at the end of my sharing this with you, I'm going to leave just a few minutes of the show because I want you to press star one. So I'm going to ask Andrea, who's working behind the scenes, to go ahead and mute everybody so that we can see a whole fresh batch of hands be virtually raised. Towards the end of the show, I'm going to just ask you to press star one and to literally say, Trina, no more procrastination. I'm going to be implementing this week, okay? So I'm going to leave a few minutes because when we verbally declare things, things have to happen. So all you need to do is to press star one. Now, if you've pressed star one before, all you need to do is just press star one again to clear yourself right now, so that when you press star one again, we'll see it renewed, okay? So that's going to be very important, okay? Or else you'll end up getting put on the hot spot because we think you've pressed star one, actually. So, ladies, I have a big question for you. How many of you actually would like to see yourself from your business, profit-wise, earn mid five figures, that's $50,000, to the six-figure income, $100,000 for the remainder of this year. How many of you really want to see that happen? Because if you're raising your hand in the air right now and saying, I want to see that happen, I'm going to share with you how to make it happen today, and I'm going to talk to you about some implementation strategies that are very, very important, okay? So let's get started. First of all, I want to say this. You have got to lay the foundation in order for implementation to take place. You've got to lay your foundation, okay? So I'm going to be sharing with you five ways to really have some kick-butt implementation this week. Number one, lay the foundation to implement. And here's what that is consisting of. Five very important things. Your vision, okay, we've talked about this on several shows. You've got to have clarity. Without clarity, you cannot make it work, okay? So you've got to have your vision. Even if you are just telling yourself what you would like to experience in your business and your personal life for the rest of this year, that's fine, but you've got to have clarity with it. Number two, goals. Goals are what support the vision, and you have got to set goals with milestones, that's the deadlines, to support your vision. Number three, tasks, or better known as to-do items. Once you know what those goals are, you have to have tasks, and once you have those tasks, to support those goals, then number four, those tasks have to get plotted into a time management system, preferably a calendar. And then number five, you have to take action on the task. So in order to make sure that your tasks are carried out, one of the most important things that has to happen with the task, and I think I mentioned this last Monday, is that you actually have to identify anything that's going to cause you a challenge or prevent you from accomplishing that task, okay? So we're still on number one, and number one is lay the foundation to implement, because you just can't start implementing and you haven't laid the foundation. Sure, you can go to your calendar and throw up a few good to-do items, but if those to-do items aren't supporting a goal or a vision, or there's challenges to you getting those to-do items done, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good now, does it? Okay, so lay your foundation to implement down properly. Start with the vision, set goals, then create tasks to support the goals, plot the task in your calendar, identify any challenges to getting the task completed, and then take action. Now, here's the thing, and this is where I say you can become a solo entrepreneur, you can work by yourself, but you don't have to be by yourself in being a success. As a matter of fact, one of the things that you have to know is that you can't be successful by yourself. This is why I'm always forever encouraging you ladies to create a power team of people based on your business industry, your business type, to help you to get things done. Let's move on to number two. Number two is get a coach or a positive and encouraging partner to hold you accountable. You know, one of the things that we have a tendency to do is that we try to do everything by ourselves, and we realize deep down inside that we need some assistance, that we need someone to push us forward. But that habit is so deeply embedded with us to procrastinate, or that cockiness of I can do it all by myself, that we don't seek out a person. And I just want to say, I want you guys to just toss out of the window, it's not in my budget. I really do, because as women, you know, we need to just stop using the excuse I don't have money altogether, because I'm here to tell you when it's something that's very important to us, we find the money to make it happen, and you guys know what I'm talking about. So what I want to encourage you all to do is, if you've never had a power talk with me before and you're just trying to take some action even on one item this week, you best be going to schedule a power talk with me, because I'm going to give it to you at no cost. And to do that, you simply just go to tinyurl.com/power talk. Let me spell that out for you. T-I-N-Y as in a little person, tiny, U-R-L, U as in umbrella, R as in right, L as in Larry, tinyurl.com/power talk. Okay? When the form comes up, fill that out. Let us know you know, the best date and time. Give us a couple of dates, a couple of time frames to call you and talk with you about your challenge and making it happen in implementation. Let's move on to number three. Now, this one is a biggie, okay? Forgive yourself, okay? Forgive yourself. What am I talking about? Forgive yourself for all of the things that you hold against yourself for not accomplishing and not doing. Forgive yourself for the failures. Forgive yourself. Let it go, ladies. Remember that I told you in the very beginning that we have a tendency to hold on to things that really are not being productive for us. And one of those things that we hold on to is failed businesses or failed ventures. Here's the thing. In every failure, there is also a success, a learning success curve that's going to help us not to repeat the same mistake. But if we focus too much on the actual failure itself or what didn't work, then guess what happens? In actuality, you stay in your funk and you never, ever start another business again. And this is the case. I hear a lot of ladies calling me saying all the time, I want to start another business, but I didn't do well in this, or I was with one network marketing company and I don't want to make the same mistake, and or I failed in my last company because this happened and I don't know, but it keeps gnawing at me. Listen, forgive yourself. Because if you can't forgive yourself, then what's going to happen is that it's going to be decades sometimes before you're able to come back around to accomplishing your dream and your goal, and you don't want that. You know, I've shared the story before with you of the woman in the rocking chair who is sitting in a senior home in a big picture window, and as she's sitting there, she's seeing all of these beautiful young women with their suits on, you know, they're going on about their lives, and she's thinking about what she could have done, what she should have done, what she had the potential to do, but now her bones are tired and her body is frail and she needs assistance with even cleaning herself or using the restroom, and she can't do those things that she had hoped that she was able to do, but she could have, but didn't act on them. Though I'm saying to you, you never want to be at that stage as an older woman having regret for what you did not do. So you need to forgive yourself, get over it now. I'm not talking about tomorrow. Get over it now and do what you have purposed to do in your life. Now, how do you forgive yourself? Well, some people have to go through a few steps to forgive themselves. So, number one, you have to clearly evaluate what happened, why you're having an issue with hanging on to this particular business or this particular issue. Evaluate why you're hanging on. What were your feelings hurt about? Because sometimes when we have hurt feelings, we can't forgive ourselves either. So what were you hurt about? Did someone say something to you? Did you lose face? Why can't you forgive yourself and move forward with whatever it is that you need to do? So evaluate that. Once you evaluate that, ask yourself the question, okay, how can I move forward with this? How can I learn from this? What is the positive lesson I can learn so that I can move forward, okay? And then next, every day, you need to pray. Pray to God and forgive yourself for the strength to forgive yourself. And this might sound a little deep, but, yes, we do need to forgive ourselves sometimes because as women, we are our own worst enemy sometimes when it comes to moving forward and making things happen. Let's move on to number four. Number three was forgive yourself. Number four is going to be practice, okay, the seven rules of life action, okay? Practice the seven rules of life action. Now, a lot of you may have taken my goal-setting teleclass before, and some of you may have, called and talked to me about the seven rules of life action. And so what I want to do, and I'm getting out that information right now, what I want to do is I just want to encourage you and let you know that there are seven rules of life action that I focus on and I try to make happen every single day. And when you put these seven rules of life action into play for yourself, what you are going to see is you are going to see a difference in your life. Why is that? Because when you take action and you make changes and you implement certain things that happen to yourself for yourself, it's automatically you're going to see a change. So let's go with the 7 rules of life action. Okay, the first rule is daily prayer and meditation. You've got to connect to the source, okay? It's so important to connect to the source, and the source is God, the one who created you. Daily prayer and meditation help to set your day and put a shield of strength around you. Number 2, daily personal development. Every day, you've got to do something that's going to help you to strengthen a skill for what you need to get done, okay? So, for example, if you need to strengthen a skill of time management, you know that you need to work on personal development and time management. Let's move on. Number 4 in the 7 rules of life action is daily operations. And I think I've shared that with you before, but you need to create a daily operations plan, a script that's going to help you to know what to do every single day to move in your company. Number 5, daily connections. Ladies, you've got to be talking to 3 to 5 people every single day, okay? That's very, very important. 3 to 5 people that can become your prospects. Over the course of a year, by the way, that is between 750 and 1,200 people, all from calling 3 to 5 people daily, taking that action. Number 6 is daily follow-up. Nothing matters without the follow-up, right? Nothing, because if you don't follow up, you can't close the sale. And number 7 is daily journaling and review. Journal your day's personal and business experience, okay? It's important for you to get in touch with what you're feeling, and I'm here to tell you, who you are when you're just thinking in your head and what you're saying verbally are 2 different things. Sometimes when you're journaling, you will write the truth about what you're feeling, and it helps you to get down to the base, the core of what changes need to be made in your life, and that's very, very important. So that is the 7 rules of life action, okay? And I'm going to try and get this stuff up for you guys later today, but I definitely just want to make sure that you are listening to it and taking notes. And last but not least, take immediate action, okay? Take immediate action. And so I don't know how many of you may remember me reading about reading the book and sharing with you that I read the book Millionaire Fast Lane. Again, Millionaire Fast Lane by multimillionaire MJ DeMarco. He is the previous owner of Limos.com. In it, he shares a fascinating breakthrough about people taking action. He says, you know, there are 2 types of people when it comes to action. He says there are action fakers, F-A-K-E-R-S, and action takers. Action fakers are individuals that are busy being busy. You know, you feel like you're working, you've got stuff all on your desk, if you're feeling important, you got a briefcase, you got a laptop, you're feeling good, you've gone to some networking meetings, you've got some business cards. But guess what? You're busy being busy taking all the wrong action because nothing, you're not seeing any results. That's an action faker, an individual who is busy being busy, but you never see results. He stresses the point that one of the problems with not seeing results is that individuals don't have a clearly defined purpose. Not having one can lead you down the wrong path. And so this is why I gave you number 1, lay the foundation to implement. Vision, goals, tasks, plot in your calendar, take action, because it's so very, very important. So action takers, then, are individuals that have gained clarity, they have a purpose, they know where they're trying to go, and they have done all of those things to lay the foundation, and they're ready to implement them right away, okay? So I really want you guys to be action takers. I don't want you to be an action faker, and I'll be the first on air live to admit that I have been an action faker before, and I know what it feels like to be busy and at the end of the week not have a darn dollar to show for it. It is not fun at all. So, ladies, I'm going to repeat the 5 powerful ways to implementation. It is number 1, lay the foundation to implement. Number two, get a coach or a positive and encouraging partner to hold you accountable. And I offered, again, the Power Talk, and the URL for that is tinyurl.com/PowerTalk. Number three, forgive yourself. And for those that need to forgive themselves, you know what I'm talking about. Don't even try and play with yourself while you're listening to this show. You know there are some things going on in you that are holding you back from reaching your full potential. Number four, practice the seven rules of life action. Okay, and again, those seven rules are number one, daily prayer, meditation. Number two, daily personal development. Number three, daily time management. Number four, daily operations. Number five, daily connections, 3 to 5 people daily. Number six, daily follow-up. Number seven, daily journaling and review. And number five, drum roll, take immediate action on all of your dreams and goals. And remember that you are not by yourself. Very, very important. Coming up in just a few minutes right after this is going to be our inspirational moment. But right now, I want everybody to get ready to press star one because I want as many people as possible to declare that you are going to take action this week and start implementing your dreams and goals. Go. Press star one now, ladies, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to make sure that we get as many people as possible to go ahead and start declaring that they are ready to implement their goal, okay? I see that we've got people pressing star one, so we're going to go ahead, if Andrea will let me know who is first, we're going to go ahead, line 9185, you're live, go ahead. 9185, you're live. Go ahead. Okay, next. Andrea, give me the next one. Line 0032, you're live on the air. Go ahead. If your last four of your phone number is 0032, you're live on the air. Go ahead and make your declaration. Okay, moving on next. Line 1442, line 1442, go ahead.
I'm ready to take action.
Air. Wonderful. And who is this ready to take action?
This is Thelma Garrett.
Okay, Thelma. Listen, Thelma, make it happen today. Go ahead and, you know, review your notes. List one thing that you know that you've been procrastinating on. Remind yourself to go ahead and set your vision for the rest of this year, and let's make it happen. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, next. Mm-hmm. Next, we have line 1836. You're live. Go ahead.
Hey, Trina, no more procrastination. I'm ready to take action.
Very good, very good. And who is this calling?
And this is Demi Reed.
Demi, make it happen, girl. This can really work. Okay, thank you so much. Next, we have line 0557. You're live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Trina. This is Beth Goodman with Kingdom Clothes. I am ready to take action, and I have already sent you my first payment for coaching. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. I'm
well,
ready.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, girl, that's what I'm talking about. You're ready to take swift action. Okay,
absolutely.
Wonderful. Next, we have line 8073. 8073, you are live. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Chrissy Ford. I am going to take action learning Peach Tree Accounting this week. No more procrastination.
Okay. There you go. No more procrastination. Make it happen. Next, we have caller on, I do believe, 9185. 9185, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, I have to apologize. I had you on mute. This is Tina Gray, and I am taking action today by starting fresh today. All the failures and mistakes are history.
Wonderful. That's what I'm talking about, Tina. You can just learn from, take the successful learning traits from that and move it forward. That's all you got to
yes.
do. Wonderful.
Yes.
We still have room for a few more ladies to make a declaration. Don't sit there like you can't declare that you can take action this week because, see, that's what the problem is. You're sitting there procrastinating instead of pressing that star one and declaring out loud to take the action. But I'm here to tell you that when you do that, it really works. Okay, I see that we have caller on 0833. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Tina. It's Teresa Wright Johnson again, and I'm ready to take action on giving up me trying to do everything and calling Tina. I already emailed her about getting my database done.
There you go. Positive. Wonderful, wonderful. And that's what I am talking about. Line 3860, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. It's Cynthia Turner again. I am ready to take action and keep at least three articles going every day.
Wonderful. That's what I'm talking about. Line 5716, go ahead. You're live.
Yes, my name is Marie Green, and I'm ready to take action. And my goal is to talk to 3 to 5 people a day.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to challenge everybody who's declared taking action to make sure that you schedule your Power Talk with me. Again, go to tinyurl.com/PowerTalk. If you can get them in this today, we can get it scheduled today. Just a few minutes more, ladies. I'm going to go ahead after this short musical intro and give you your inspirational moment. Ladies, today the Spirit really spoke to me as I was joy pampering and really thinking about what I wanted to bring, how I wanted to bring joy into my life. The Spirit spoke some things to me today, and I think that it was meant for you as well as for me. So I would like to share this with you. I have the power to choose my success, and it's my responsibility to put it into action. All the potential that God has given me. Let me not waste it. Let me not ignore it. Let me not procrastinate with it. Let me give it life and release all the greatness that I was born to have. Isn't that beautiful? Now, that didn't come from me. That came from the Spirit, and I was trying to hurry up and write it down because it was just so beautiful that I was being spiritually inspired. Again, I have the power to choose my success, and it's my responsibility to put into action all the potential that God has given to me. Let me not waste it. Let me not ignore it. Let me not procrastinate with it. Let me give it life and release all the greatness that I was born to have. Ladies, I'll make sure that I have all of the show notes up today before 3 p.m. so that it will be included. And I just want to say to you, I want the best for you. I want you to start implementing your goals. I want you to be a woman of your word to yourself. And I want you to understand that you can, too, bring that five-figure income in. You can bring that six-figure income in. But it requires clarity. It requires you to lay the foundation down to implement. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Ladies, have a productive and a powerful week. Here's to you.